AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Southern California is getting drenched with heavy rain today after Northern California got soaked over the weekend. Ben Bartow says it means the Dixie wildfire has been contained.
That's obviously soaked is an understatement. So across the fire, we've had about 2 to 5 inches of precipitation so far.
There are fears of rock slides and mud flows in areas burned bare by wildfires. The National Weather Service confirmed a strong tornado thrashed the Missouri city of Fredericktown. John Duncan rode out the storm in Mirabel, Missouri.
There wasn't time. Once you see the tornado, there's not time to run to the basement. If we'd have tried, we'd have probably been killed.
More research is needed to determine the cause of death for Brian Laundrie. His girlfriend was found dead in Wyoming. More from the AP's Shelley Adler.
The initial autopsy on the remains of Brian Laundrie did not uncover a cause of his death, and a more intensive examination will be done. The Laundrie's attorney said in text messages Monday that he was told by police the autopsy by the Sarasota County Medical Examiner did not produce concrete results, so Laundrie's remains were sent to an anthropologist. Laundrie was the subject of a manhunt for more than a month as investigators searched for clues in the slaying of his girlfriend, Gabby Patino. I'm Shelley Adler.
Production of the movie that Alec Baldwin was making when he shot and killed a cinematographer last week has been officially halted, but producers of the Western describe the move as a pause rather than an end. The sheriff's investigation continues. Congressional investigators say two Border Patrol agents were fired from among 60 found to have committed misconduct for participating in a private Facebook group that mocked migrants and lawmakers. Jury selection in the trial of three men charged with chasing and killing Ahmaud Arbery has moved into a second week in Georgia. This is AP News. The World Meteorological Association says greenhouse gas concentrations reached a record high.
The increase in heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere accelerated faster than the annual average for the last decade. The United Nations Weather Agency released the data in its annual report, noting the change came despite a temporary reduction during pandemic-related lockdowns. The agency said concentrations of carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide were all above levels in the pre-industrial era. The period before 1750 is considered as a time when human activities started disrupting Earth's natural equilibrium. I'm Karen Chamas.
Officials say a volcano erupting for the past 5 weeks on the Spanish island of La Palma is more active than ever after new lava flows following a partial collapse of the crater threatened to engulf previously unaffected areas. A powerful new river of molten rock gashed out of the volcano early today. The Canary Islands Volcanology Institute describes it as a giant lava fountain. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.